It's the yearbook, a.k.a. That's What It Says in the Yearbook, a podcast sportscast for, well, we essentially only do this podcast in the hopes of meeting British women. The idea of exchanging twos for threes in the name of pro basketball efficiency has been around now for about two decades, a decade and a half. But great Sugar Lynn Beard, the Houston Rockets, actually went out and put it into practice. This season, the Rockets were the first NBA team over the course of a season to ever attempt more three-pointers than two-pointers, thus becoming the first to embrace the new math that says two-point jump shots are for snake lights. Baseball, with teams essentially waiting for three-run homers rather than bunting and sacrificing runners around the bases, called, what's the big deal? We already radically transformed our game. That is true. But MLB teams were playing for the three-run homer in the 80s and earlier. This seems more like NFL franchises suddenly giving up risky touchdowns for automatic field goals. First and goal at the one-yard line and ahead by 24 in the first quarter. Send in the kicker. Anyway, for the Rockets, this worked. They're the number one seed in the West and are already into the second round. However, others who were among the leaders in taking many three-pointers include contenders, the Raptors, Cavaliers, Jazz, and Celtics. Yet outside of the Rockets, who were over 50%, the only other team to make threes even 40% of their offense was the 28-game winning, 54-game losing Nets. The Timberwolves placed the least emphasis on threes in the entire league, and they made the playoffs to face the Rockets. They lost. And if you look at the NBA's best at actually making three-point baskets, that's a completely different list. The Warriors, maybe the biggest obstacle between Houston and a championship, are easily the best in the league at just over 39%. But going by that metric, the Kings and Hornets are also awesome. They're not. While the Rockets aren't even in the top five, they're not even in the top 10. So back to the Rockets. They ignore two-point baskets unless they're layups or dunks, but they're only mediocre at hitting threes. Yet unlike any other team, many of Houston's three-point shots come from far, far, far away, at least 4 feet behind the line. So they basically cross the mid-court line and shoot. And Houston gets these looks even though their shooters tend to stand still. Literally, they don't move much, and they take these shots even though they don't often go in. How long can Houston take crazy standing still shots they don't make and still draw defenders away from the basket, creating vast amounts of space for easy rebounds and layups? Maybe all the way into next season when they're defending NBA champions. How long can defenses survive and adjust and stop guarding the areas the Rockets don't stand in, which was the how to beat the new math strategy proposed 4 years ago? Maybe all the way into next season when the Jazz or 76ers are defending NBA champions. P.S. Last week we reviewed, this gives away nothing, there's no reveals here, but last week we reviewed Atomic Blonde and we said that we were talking about how the dialogue in the last 3 or 4 minutes suddenly changed. It's like somebody different came in and wrote the last 10 sentences and they used a particular phrase that we didn't think fit into the late 90s, which doesn't make any sense because the movie takes place at the end of the 80s. That was a mistake. We meant to say the end of the 80s. Whoa, you're still listening.